Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tabloid publisher David Pecker says he killed stories that could hurt Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Pecker is a prosecution witness at Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. Outside of the courtroom on Tuesday, Trump once again complained about the judge's order not to attack witnesses, court staff, and others linked to his case.
We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything.
Prosecutors want to hold Trump in contempt for attacking witnesses and others in violation of the gag order. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records, allegedly to hide a hush money payment that was made before the 2016 election. Following months of rancorous fighting, the U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Claudia Grisales has more.
The Senate Democratic and Republican leaders both took victory laps ahead of the plan's final passage. Here's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Today, the Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
Last weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson defied hardline Republicans who were furious at him for relying on Democratic votes to help advance the plan. It directs about $60 billion in military aid to Ukraine, roughly $26 billion to Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. It also forces TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the popular app or face a U.S. ban within a year. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
The head of the UN agency that helps Palestinians is reporting progress in getting aid into Gaza. He's also expressing concern about a possible military offensive in the city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The head of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, says there's a positive trend when it comes to getting aid into Gaza, and that needs to continue.
With such a flow of trucks, we will certainly be able to mitigate and possibly even to reverse the looming famine.
But he says there is, in his words, deep anxiety about the possibility of a military offensive, which he says seems to be back on the table in Rafah in southern Gaza. He's also trying to convince donors to keep UNRWA afloat as Israel campaigns against the agency. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News. A Russian court has rejected a new appeal from American journalist Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been detained on espionage charges since March of last year. Gershkovich has been ordered to remain in custody at least until late June. The State Department says it made a significant offer in December for the release of Gershkovich and fellow American detainee Paul Whelan, but that Moscow rejected it. Large manufacturers are reporting earnings this week, and NPR's Scott Horsley reports on how some of America's best-known brands are faring.
Stock in General Motors is up after the automaker reported better-than-expected profits for the most recent quarter. GM's getting a boost from strong sales of its high-priced pickup trucks. Pepsi beat sales forecasts for the most recent quarter thanks to strong demand in Asia and Europe. Pepsi's North American sales suffered from a recall in its Quaker Oats division. Pepsi continues to raise prices around the world, though not as rapidly as it did last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Disgraced former Congressman George Santos has changed his mind about running as an independent in the race for a seat in New York's 1st Congressional District. He says his independent candidacy had threatened to split the Republican ticket. Santos was expelled from a 3rd District House seat in New York last year amid criminal charges, including wire fraud, misuse of campaign funds, and lying about his background. His next hearing in court is scheduled for mid-August. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's gains. On Asian market shares are higher, up 2% in Tokyo and in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.